Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Jada. How may I help you?
Oh, fabulous. I got a person. Thank you for answering the phone. I have a charge on my one of my Visa cards, and I want to know what you sell. I went to your website, and that was not very informative. At least to me it was. I have no idea what I bought. Now, what do you need from me?
Your zip code, please.
32967.
First and last name?
The first name is Dorothy with two E's at the end instead of a Y. The last name is Muller, M-U-L-L-E-R.
Okay, ma'am, would that be D-O-R-A-T-E?
No, D-O-R-O-T-H-E-E. Dorothy is my artist name, but I think when I buy things, then I use my legal name.
Okay. Can you verify your address, please?
6595 Martinique Way, Vero Beach, Florida, 32967.
Okay, and as I'm looking at the account, I see where you had the mini pods. Is that correct?
Say that again, please.
I see where you had purchased the mini pods.
Mini pods?
Mm-hmm. Oh, back on December the 19th.
Yeah, but you already charged them to me. Now I'm going to get charged again?
No, ma'am. I see where you called in. Let me see. You called in on the 18th, and they canceled your account for you?
They did?
Yes, ma'am.
But you canceled my account.
I didn't do it, but whoever you spoke with on the 18th canceled your account.
Oh, I see. So, in other words, on my next statement, I'm going to see that as a credit?
A credit for what, ma'am?
You charged me $59.95.
Okay, and as I'm looking at this account, it says that you said that you filed a dispute with your bank, so your bank is going to need to give us a call.
Now I'm totally confused. My bank needs to call you?
Ma'am, did you file a dispute with your bank? Because I'm looking at this account and it say that you told the previous agent that you filed a dispute with your bank. So if that's what you did, your bank will need to give us a call.
My bank is not going to give you a call.
Well, we cannot refund you then. It's due to the fact that you filed a dispute, your bank will need to give us a call.
What if I call my bank and I don't know what to do, but I don't want to spend. I don't have enough money to spend $60 on something I don't want.
Okay, ma'am. Well, like I've just stated, you filed a dispute with your bank, so your bank will need to give us a call.
I don't know what to say. I'm quite sure my bank is not going to do that.
Okay, ma'am. Well,
do I hopefully not have an account with you anymore? I've already paid for these once last month.
Okay, ma'am.
Did I not?
Ma'am, you paid shipping and handling for the products, and you would be a full price for the products. We cannot refund you because you filed a dispute with your bank.
Okay, but now instead of that, you charge me a second time?
Ma'am, did you not understand me? You paid $6.95 shipping and handling. Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. You paid $6.95 shipping and handling, and then you would be the full price for the product.
Yes, and then I did pay the full price of the product. Is that what you just said?
Yes, ma'am.
You did. So if I paid the full price of the product, why am I being charged again?
When were you charged again, ma'am?
Here, right here on my Visa card, January 16th.
Okay, that is the date that you paid full price. That's what I'm looking at. That is the date you paid full price.
Are you going to charge me every month now?
No, ma'am, that is it. That is the end of trial charge. There will be no further charges. That is it, ma'am.
Well, I have to get my other bill out because I have a feeling I've paid that already. So now I'm paying for it twice.
Ma'am, you're not paying for anything twice. This is your first time paying for it. The first time you paid for shipping.
That is correct. I remember that.
And now you're paying full price for the first time.
Yeah. Right. You're one of those companies where, you see, I'm never going to fall for that shipping stuff again. Because then that's like a free, then you can just charge anything to me. I don't know what to say. You want my bank to call you? I'm quite sure my bank probably couldn't care less. So I don't know what to do. Just charge me this once and get out of my life, please.
Ma'am, I told you that your account being canceled.
Oh, that's a good thing. So if it's being canceled, why do I have to pay?
Ma'am, you canceled the account on the 18th. You were billed on the 16th. That's why you have to pay.
Okay, I'm going to call my bank and see what they can do for me. I guess you're not going to help me. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling customer support. Bye.
Mm-hmm.